Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic View. Psychic View. On PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. With your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Sharon Bradley. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everyone. Apologies for the short delay there. We had a slight technical issue, but we're with you now, and we've got a very exciting show lined up for this evening. My name is Steve Frampton, and I'd like to give you a very warm welcome to tonight's broadcast of the Psychic View, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight we'll be discussing mediumship with Concetta Bertoldi, and it's going to be a wonderful show. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-hosts, Maureen Halloran. Good evening, Maureen.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Well, it's wonderful to have you with us, Maureen. We also have our special guest co-host, Nancy Galway. Good evening, Nancy.
Good evening, Steve.
It's wonderful
it's an
to
honor
have you.
To be here.
Thank you, Nancy. We're very happy to have you with us. It's going to be a lot of fun this evening. We also have Sharon Bradley.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. Very well, thank you. Excited about the show for this evening. Now, tonight, I'm really delighted and honoured for us to have our very special guest, psychic medium Concetta Bertoldi, with us. Concetta is globally renowned as a psychic medium and also a New York Times best-selling author. And she's the gifted and vivacious psychic medium featured in Time magazine and on the CBS Early Show. Now, Concetta's renowned for sharing heartfelt messages from the other side. She delivers live shows to standing room only crowds with her natural wit and very compassionate energy. She's extremely entertaining and provides a lot of comfort to everybody that she works with. Now, if you'd like more information about Concetta, please do feel free to visit her website. It's ConcettaBertoldi.com. That's ConcettaBertoldi.com. And please do be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show this evening to get a free on-air reading. We'll announce the call-in number slightly later on in the show, so do have your pen and paper ready. Now, if you were unable to catch our show on Wicca last week, you will find a recorded archive link, as well as archives of all previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archives tab. And please do feel free, as always, to circulate the links to the shows, whether that's the archived links or the link to our few upcoming shows, and send that on to your friends and family. It's our intention to reach out with our guides and to connect with as many people as possible, so please be sure to include others in our show. I'm also really excited to announce that we're simultaneously broadcasting the show with People's TV Network. Now, I'd like to go ahead and welcome Concetta to the show. It's a great honor to have you with us this evening, Concetta. How are you?
Oh, hello, sweetheart. I'm just fine, and it's a pleasure for me to be
Concetta,
on.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, Steve. Thank you.
How are you doing, Concetta?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm working a lot and very, very busy, but having a great time.
Great. Well, I know that you're extremely passionate about your work, Concetta, and we're very much excited to have you with us this evening on the show. Now, Concetta, I wanted to start by asking you when and how you first discovered that you're a psychic medium.
I've always had this ability. I remember being a small child, and my father, who was very in tune with it, he was not a medium himself, but his father was. So my father was aware of what it was that was happening to me. So fortunately, I was born into a family where this was acceptable, and I was nurtured and encouraged. And that's always a wonderful thing when you hear dead people. So that's why I really try to educate people today, because children come from some place. They come from the other side. So they come here knowing the others. And I try to let people know and educate them not to be afraid and to encourage it.
Well, that's wonderful, Concetta. I know children often talk about imaginary friends, and I've always been convinced that they're seeing spirit people. Is that your view as well?
Absolutely. Well, that's the children would not use the expression imaginary friends. It's the parents who make up these ways of explaining it, because it makes it more comfortable for a parent. As a child, a child wouldn't know how to explain that they're seeing somebody who is a spirit. So they would simply say they saw somebody, or they would describe the person, or maybe they would share the information what they were talking about. But they, at a young age, a child is you know, only new to this side of the veil and doesn't have the vocabulary to clearly explain what is happening at the time that they're seeing someone who's passed on. So people, or the parents, the adults rather, they look at these words to make it explanatory for them and their own comfort level. So they'll say things like they had a playmate, they have an invisible friend, or they might even say, well, maybe they ate the wrong thing before they went to bed last night. But they have all kinds of ways, you know, excusing what's really happening. But fortunately, you know, Steve, our society is changing, and our world is finally coming to a point in time where this is no longer Salem, you know, 1796. So although there are still, you know, people out there who want to make it their business to be negative, or crazies that are out there, sadly, but most people are opening their minds to possibilities and the other horizons. And if you do it in a positive way, and if you have it with all of the light of God involved, it can only be positive, and it can only bring you joy and comfort to know that there is another place and that we are all going home eventually.
I can never imagine, Concetta, how people live their lives not believing in the spirit world and the afterlife. You know, I enjoy my work, and for me it just provides so much meaning, and without that I'm not quite sure what I would make of the world. But I wanted to ask you, Concetta, what was the, when you go back to your work earlier on, what was the most awakening and evidential experience for you as you progressed along your spiritual journey?
Well, for me, the thing that changed me in terms of being public with my ability was when I lost my brother, and my brother died in 1991. I had always heard dead people, but when my brother himself, who was 38 years old, and I wrote about it in my first book, Do Dead People Watch You Shower, he was Harold. He was a lovely young man, and he died too soon. He was 38, and he died of AIDS. So my family had always known about my ability, and so did my brother. So when he was ill, we did discuss about the inevitable of his crossing and my being in communication with him. So one of the first things, it was the first time in my life, I should say, that it meant something to me to have this ability, because I had taken it for granted always prior to that. But until I lost someone that I had loved and lost, did I really understand the true comfort that it brings, and to understand the true calling, if you will, for the world to know this happens. So that was really the turning point, and that was probably when he died in 1991. So I have to say that was it.
Well, it's a powerful experience, Concetta, it's just fascinating to hear how you progressed along your spiritual journey and worked with your gifts. I was reading the fantastic Time magazine article about your work, and I know that when you were interviewed for that magazine, you talked of your experience of communing with spirits as though it's working on autopilot. I wanted to ask you if you could explain to us, for our listeners, how that process feels for you. So when you're connecting with spirit, how being on autopilot feels.
Well, to be honest with you, Steve, it's in all different ways because we all go into many different levels of subconscious and conscious mind. And the best way I could describe it to you is if you were doing something that you do all the time, for many people, simple things, emptying the dishwasher, emptying the washing machine and putting the wash into the dryer, vacuuming, things that you would not really give a lot of thought to because you've done it a million times. That's sort of a automatic pilot subconscious state that you're in when you're doing those kind of things. But remember that we go to many different levels of subconscious all during a course of 24 hours. And many of the times it's during the night when you sleep that you would really be able to relate to what happens to me, because it's when you really can tell that you are drifting into another state of consciousness when you sleep. And for me, when I hear them, I can hear them whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm awake, different stages of consciousness. It just is their choice on how they come across to me to get my attention. So what that really means is that I can hear them. When I work with clients, I can literally, and especially because I've been public now, it's so simple and easy for me to just go into that subconscious state of mind. It's like anything else that you practice. And if you practice long enough, it's like riding a bike. Somebody handed you something that was metal and had two wheels. You first looked at it and you thought somebody was crazy if they expected you to get on it and pedal down the road. But with practice and time, you eventually were riding it and streaming down the road. Well, it's the same thing with this ability. I've always had it, but over the years, I've just built such confidence in it and understanding, of course, and educating myself and really trusting them has made it really easy. And I go into a subconscious state where I can then hear a thought that is so loud that it sounds like a voice, but it's very separate from my own. So basically, I'm hearing a thought that runs alongside my own thought processing and thoughts, and I know the difference. We all do this, though, Steve, and that's why some people will say, oh, I had a really gut feeling about that. Or someone might say, something just told me I should go into that room. What you really want to remember is that someone told you to go in that room, not something. But most people are just not comfortable saying someone told me to go in that room. I could sense somebody telling me to go in that room. More people are more comfortable saying something just told me. I had a gut feeling to do this. You know, and that's where most people are comfortable, but I know the difference.
Wow, well, I know you've got a wonderful reputation, Concetta, and on our webpage, Psychic Access Talk Radio, we've got a couple of video clips of your work, and you've just got such a wonderful gift. Now, Concetta, our guests often ask, or our listeners often ask, about the different clairs, so clairvoyance, clairsentience, etc. Which is the gift that you use predominantly in your work, and how does that manifest itself?
Well, you keep in mind that clairsentience, clairvoyance, these are French words that mean beyond the normal sensing, the beyond the normal hearing, the beyond the normal seeing. And this is really what they mean, those words. And it comes when you are, let me just say, I really want your viewing audience to know that every single person has this ability. There is just some people have it higher, like if you look at IQs and people have this number IQ, that number IQ, whatever. It's just some have more or less. But this is the same thing. Some people have more or less of this ability. And when you pay attention to it, you can get more of it. But some people are just born with a very high frequency. And I was one of those folks. And I think they told me this anyway a long, long time ago at the Edgar Cayce Institute. Because I'm hearing impaired. I only hear in one ear. And they said that, you know, my senses made up for that. And anyone who's ever had a child who has disabilities, you'll talk to those parents, you'll find out that those children have other things that they can do that are amazing. So, you know, we all have something of this ability. There's no question. It's just different variations and different amounts. and how you choose to look at it, how you choose to accept it, embrace it. And, you know, I don't like to make myself sound like I'm anything special. I'm having a great time in my life, and I'm special to me. I love myself, but I want people to know that I'm no better than anybody else. We all have this ability. I just know when it's happening, and I can tell you. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who can cook, which I can't do, plant flowers, which I'm not great at, or do a lot of other things that I can't do. But I can hear dead people really well. So that's one thing that I can do.
Oh, well, you're amazing, Concetta. And I know when I was watching your demonstrations of public mediumship, you have such a warmth and such a sense of humor. You just connect so well with not only the spirit world, but with with the public that wants to experience mediumship and receive evidence from their loved ones. Now, Concetta, I wanted to ask you, the British royal family. Obviously, I'm from the UK, and when I read that you, I read on one of the articles about you that you've worked with the royal family, you may not be able to tell us too much, but I wanted to ask if you're able to tell us anything at all about your work with the royal family.
Well, I can tell you one that I've worked with a lot, and that was Sarah Ferguson. And,
okay.
Yes, a lot with the Duchess. And I have to tell you, to be honest, I just love working with her because I like to listen to her accent. And, you know, of course, we've had a relationship for years, but she just comes, I have more fun with her ways of saying things than, I don't know if she gets as much fun from the information I give her, but I certainly have gotten great cliches from her and probably... I have to say that's been more fun for me than anything else because the British have a very fabulous sense of humor and they have a fabulous way of putting it. And I love it.
I remember when I moved to the States, I had to be quite careful with my humor because sometimes perceived as too sarcastic or too scathing.
I know you have
a very long list of very well known clients. Your work's just wonderful. Now, how would you say, Concetta, that your work with spirit, your mediumship, has changed the way you live your life?
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. It has changed my life, and I think what it's done for me is made me, certainly, I was always a humble person. I like to think I'm humble anyway, and I like to think that I have kindness in my heart, but this work has given me incredible joy from people, and I have found out that we're all exactly the same. Before I went public, you know, I was in a certain class, and I never really met anybody that was or was close to anyone that was a celebrity or a politician or, you know, certain places in life. But through my work, I've not only met people in those different places, I've become friendly with them, and I have really learned that we truly, without a doubt, have the same, we're all from the same cloth, and we have the same problems. And when we really are of the same human race, so much so that I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a wonderful thing because we're here to love each other despite our differences.
Well, it's wonderful, Concetta. And I was excited before when you were saying, you know, that more people are open to mediumship. And, you know, as we approach 2012, it does seem that more and more people are aware of the spirit world and of the work that the kind of work that you do. People's comfort levels with the spirit world and with mediumship just seem to be increasing exponentially. Are you finding that as well with your clients?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Steve, it's so obvious. I mean, if you turn the television on, you see it on so many channels, and you know, there's so many shows. And what I love about it is I have watched this for years to see how Hollywood portrays this ability. And, you know, obviously years ago it was terrible because the only thing they had to offer was poltergeist or, you know, I can still remember a lovely gentleman. His name is George Anderson. He's from Long Island. Amazing medium. And I was a young girl and I remember watching him do an appearance on the Geraldo show, I think it was. And, oh my God, they were horrible to that poor man. And he was such an amazing, gifted, wonderful, beautiful human being, and I'll never forget, Geraldo let him be beat up verbally by the audience, And I just thought to myself, I will never, ever tell anybody this happens to me. But fortunately, it's different today. The crowds, I think everyone's looking for, we're all looking for the unconditional love in our life. In our lives, everyone is struggling. Where is the unconditional love? How do I achieve unconditional love? How do I live unconditionally with love? And do you understand why we're all looking for that? We're looking for that because that's where we came from. We come from a place where there is unconditional love. And when these folks who speak to me from that side, their messages are so filled with unconditional love that it has really changed the people of this generation. And you can see it. And people are honestly more trusting of their own instincts these days than being spoon-fed by whoever to what they should believe. And that's the part that I'm so happy about. Really, because I know what joy can bring you.
Absolutely. And it's such an exciting time, Concetta. You know, there are so many new discoveries at the moment. So new information about the planets and about consciousness, all kinds of things. I'm really interested in scientific evidence about psychic ability and mediumship as well. But there's more work on proving psychic ability. Do you feel that in our lifetime, Concetta, we will see scientific evidence of the afterlife or of mediumship?
Yes, I was just going to say, I've had scientists come to me, and I've had people from all walks of life and scientists who have come to me and said, you know, that they have to agree that there is something else. And that they are looking for the answers themselves. Yes, I do believe it. And I'll tell you why, Steve. Because even if you recognize how our mechanical, how the difference in this, even in the last 20 years, how technical we've become, our cameras with the high technical things that they can do. They have night cameras and, they can check infrared lights and all the things that they can capture on film now. I mean, and they are capturing it. I mean, there's a show on that I love, and it's My Ghost Story, I think it's called, and it's wonderful. These people have caught some amazing things on film, and that's because of the cameras that they can do this now. If they put a camera up and they put it on in the nighttime, it's amazing. But anyway, yes, I do believe that we are on a threshold of really amazing discoveries in all capacities, every capacity, not just with discovering that there is life after death, but also with medical research. I think we're going to be blown away. The children of the next generation are going to be so very fortunate, because they're going to have so much at their fingertips. If we can just learn to love each other and get along with each other, it'll be a beautiful world.
Absolutely. If we could all help each other and just respect the fact that we all came from the same place and we're all going to the same place, we're all part of one thing, then the world would be a much better place. Right. Are you able to share with us, Concetta, what the afterlife is like?
Well, I ask the questions myself of the other side. And, you know, you realize that I'm limited, too, because I'm made of flesh right now. And I also have a hard time understanding things that my brother, my mother, my father, who were on that side, tell me, because I'm limited. And sometimes it's very difficult for me to understand what they're trying to tell me, because it has to do with things that only we would know, it being in the energy form, being on the other side. Okay, that said, they tell me the most important thing for us to know is that it is a perfect love on the other side. It's a perfect understanding with God, and that we are, the other side is true harmony, true peace, more importantly, true unconditional love for all things. And what we are met with, if, like, say somebody who goes there is a real picklepuss, okay, and maybe someone who really didn't get it when they were here on this side, they're met by souls and guardian and hierarchy angels and mission, and certainly so many mission entities who would really like nothing more but to help a soul to understand and to come to the understanding of what it was that they maybe could have done better, could have done differently. And, you know, I just know that we're met by teachers and we're met by angels, and not just our loved ones. But it's all on a basis of love. I don't like to delve into where the evil goes. I stay away from that. I don't want to know. It's not something that I really even want to talk about with them, because I am so interested in love, and I am so interested in compassion that that's something I don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, that's understandable. And when you're working with spirit, I understand completely. You want to have that focus upon the positive, because we attract what we focus upon. Can you tell us a little bit about your two best-selling books as well, please, Conchetta? Do Dead People Watch You Shower and Do Dead People Walk Their Dogs?
I'd love to. The first one is now in, I think it's 11 languages. It may be 12. And I'm very proud of it. And the second one is also now, I think, in 5 languages. And I have a third book that is coming out in early 2012. So I'm very proud of that one as well. The outline is done. I'm putting it all together, and I love the work that's gone into it. So I'm very excited about the new one that'll be out in 2012. The first two books are FAQs. They are frequently asked questions. The third book is not a frequently asked question, but it also will have a lot of stories from my clients and a lot of self-help, how the other side has helped these folks and their information that they give me. So, and my own life experiences. So I'm very, very happy, and I'm very excited about that coming out in early 2012.
That's wonderful, Conchetta. Well, we'll look forward to reading that. I know your first two books hit the bestseller list, so I'm sure that next one will as well. Does that book have a title yet, Conchetta?
Yes, at this moment. Well, you know what? It keeps changing, so I don't even want to give it to you right now, because I'm afraid it'll change and then it won't be the same. It'll be on my website, and as soon as I get it, because it has to go through some channels yet before the final decision is made on the title. I can only tell you that it is sold, and it will be out in early 2012.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to that, Conchetta. It sounds very, very interesting. And Conchetta, a lot of our listeners are interested in how they can develop their own psychic ability and even mediumship. Are you able to share some tips, some guidance about how people can fine-tune their abilities?
Well, let me just mention that I have a show I'm doing in March at Totowa, and it's with another lovely girl named Ginger Grancanulo, and she's amazing herself. But we are doing, it's a class, but I want to teach people about this and how to use their own ability, because like I said, it brings such comfort and peace. So here's what I try to tell you. Remember, there are no such thing as a coincidence. A coincidence is just God's way of remaining anonymous. But when you sense something that you feel is a forecast, or I would say a prediction, write it down, and write it down and hold on to it. And then just wait and see how it plays out, and remember that when you start realizing that you're onto something, you'll start to trust yourself. And that's when you start to trust yourself, you'll start to embrace your own ability. Because right now, most people will say things to me that they don't understand how they have this ability, but yet they'll tell me that they sense their mother in the room, or they sense somebody, they had some sign or some message from that they know unequivocally was somebody that they loved and lost. These are all things mediums do. So what you have to realize is that when it happens to you, it's not just happening to you once, it's happening to you over and over again. You're always hearing another voice in your mind. And that is the angels talking to you, and you just have to learn to build confidence that it's happening. And then once you do that, you'll see it's happening a lot.
Absolutely. It's good advice, Conchetta. It's really good advice. So when could you tell us, if people are interested in attending your course and learning from you, how do they find out about what's on offer?
Well, I have my website. You know, we usually post everything on my website, and I have a lot of things that are always going on. So, you know, I welcome anybody to just check that out. And we're, I'm doing a lot more things, so that will be being posted very soon too, because I'm doing something with the Learning Annex that I haven't posted yet. I'm very excited about it. It's called Ustream. I don't know if you've heard of it. But it's also internet, and, it's got a huge listening audience. I'm doing things with the Learning Annex and a whole bunch of people. I've also been invited to travel to Poland. I've been invited to so many wonderful countries. I wish I had more time, because I haven't got enough time to do all the things that I'm invited to do. So, but I really do love working with people. So my shows are a lot of fun.
They are, Concetta. I've seen your work, and it's brilliant. Now, Concetta, I know that you're extremely busy. Do you still take appointments from clients? Do you still have a waiting list for clients, or are you fully booked?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, Steve, I do some private things, but it's because of all of the things on my plate, I have to say, you know, because I know you're a medium yourself, you have to be careful how much you use disability, and because it works on your organs. Your body, it gets affected. The energy going through you has an effect on your health. So I really try to monitor how much I do and when I use it, because I don't want to get sick either, you know, because it can really wreak havoc on you.
Yeah, I've heard people say that, Concetta, and I had some minor health issues last year, particularly with, I have lots of problems with electromagnetic devices for some reason. I find if I'm holding a cell phone, it often causes me pain, and computers don't seem to work very well with me either. Do you have similar problems?
Oh, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my girlfriend Mushy, who is a very dear friend of mine for over 40 years, it's a running joke between the two of us when I go to her house, because the stereo starts acting up or you know, things start acting up, and she'll say, "I told you not to bring your ghost here with you." It's always pretty funny. But yes, it does. I do have these things that happen. When you work with all these souls, and you work with the dead, you have to realize that they know you hear them. So they are always trying to get a message out. And they are pure energy where they are, so that energy is always around you.
So how do you switch off, Concetta? Do you have a way of shutting down so that you have your downtime, your privacy? Or do you find that spirit people constantly surround you and are constantly trying to communicate? And if so, how does that affect you?
Well, you know, Steve, prayer is the most beautiful music to the other side, and also for this side. And prayer is a miracle in itself, because it's so simple. You simply remember that when you are praying, you are calling all of the light of God around you. And you're asking the light of God to be a part of your life and to protect you and keep things around you, the energy around you, pure. So that in itself is magic, but it really is a miracle. But it's the miracle of the light of God. And I always tell people, whoever's out there listening to this, it doesn't matter what religion you are, because God belongs to every one of us on this earth. And when we die, there's not going to be 9 million desks on the other side and tell you whatever branch of religion you followed, you belong to that desk or so forth and so on. We all belong to each other. We're of mankind. And prayer is beautiful no matter what religion you are. It's beautiful in every religion.
It's true, Concetta. I wanted to ask you as well, Concetta, about predictions. You mentioned earlier on in one of your comments predictions, and I wanted to ask, do you have any predictions for the remainder of 2011? What do you feel, what changes do you feel we'll experience in the remainder of this year?
Yes. Well, you know, there's some good and some bad. First of all, we're not going to be destroyed. So people always ask me about 2012. I can just tell you that 2012 is exactly what's happening now. What you're seeing in the past 4 years is going to be a result in 2012. 2012 is going to be the end result of these the 4 years prior to it. And that, as you can see, has brought on so many changes on this earth. But we're going to be, we're going to survive, and we're going to carry on. And there's some real, there's miracles ahead of us on the good side. I mean, if the politicians got out of the way of the stem cell research, you're going to be amazed at what they have and what they can do for people. But sadly, there's no money to be made on healthy people. So that's why I don't know why they would want to stop this stem cell research. But truly, there is a miracle in their fingertips if they would just allow these people and if we devoted money and time to stem cell research. That said, we're going to be on the threshold of some miracle discoveries for different illnesses. Okay. The other thing is, sadly, we will be experiencing this year some more natural disasters. We are sadly going to still see the Earth is pruning herself. The Earth is pruning herself, and where that will happen, I still believe it is going to be. Sadly, I do sense another earthquake. I'm just not sure where it will be, but I know that there will be, and I know there will be another disaster with water, but I'm not quite sure exactly how that will unfold. And the other thing I know is that our politicians are going to see some dramatic change in who comes to the front of the line to take us to the next 10 years. We're going to see some very charismatic people who, and I believe there's going to be some very lovely people that will be leading us. But that's not going to come without sacrifice. We're going to have to make some sacrifices, because the sad part is we can't keep on going on the way we're going on. But I feel there's some very charismatic personalities coming to lead us. And I think, you know, that we've already seen that with President Obama, and I think we're going to see some very beautiful people following also in his footsteps.
Wonderful. Well, Concetta, you've got so much to share. I could talk to you all evening. Do you work closely with any other mediums, or do you tend to work independently? And you mentioned a colleague that you're going to be teaching with.
Yes, I do. I've worked with James Van Praagh on many different shows, and we've done many things together. And I have worked with Rebecca Rosen, who is a medium from Colorado. And there's some other folks and little things that I've done, but to be honest with you, I really love the new mediums that are coming out, because there's some fresh, beautiful, young mediums that are coming up, and I think we're going to see some very amazing things, you know, because the next generation coming up is fearless, and I'm thrilled. We're going to see some great things.
For sure. You know, Concetta, I often read about mediumship in the late 19th century and the early 20th century, and particularly I'm fascinated by the seances and physical mediumship. And nowadays, we seem to very rarely hear of physical mediumship, you know, ectoplasm and spirit actually physically manifesting. Do you feel that we'll see a revival of physical mediumship, or that we'll continue to move more and more towards telepathic mediumship, mental mediumship?
The physical is all around you, honey. It's happening all the time. So it's not gone away, and we just take it for granted. I mean, people, you know, I've had people come in, they say to me, you know, Concetta, I don't know what it was, but I came in the room and I could have swore that I did not fold that laundry and the laundry was folded. Or silly little things, like I had put my glasses down on the kitchen table and I came back and I found them on the counter. I mean, they're still doing things all the time. They can do that. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of physical things, but it's very difficult because we don't see it fly across the room. So it's hard for us to imagine that it's something from the other side. But yes, I think right now the most important thing for us to do is understand our own abilities, because our own abilities will give us self-confidence. And self-confidence in yourself gives you the belief that you're a wonderful person and that you have a right to wonderful things, and putting positive energy in motion is what I believe it's all about. And I think mediumship does that as well. At least I like to promote that. When I talk to the crowds of people that I work with or individually, I love to make sure I let people know that your own thoughts are your own energy that you put in motion around you. So look at yourself as if you were a washing machine. And it all depends on what kind of detergent you put in for the result that you get in your clothes being washed. But if you look at yourself and what kind of energy you put out there, that's what you will have the result of what's happening in your life around you. And it, people don't seem to realize it's so simple. It's so easy.
It really is. You talked a little before, Concetta, about we talked briefly about stem cell research, and then you were referring to technological advancements. Do your guides tell you that businesses will become commercially interested in telepathy and psychic work? Do you foresee a time when you walk into your home and you just think of the lights coming on and that's it, they switch on?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And I don't know if we're going to see it that far in this millennium. I really don't know. But I can tell you, I absolutely do. And the reason I do is it's so easy. I mean, the scientists tell you we're only using a certain portion of our brains. We're only using a certain amount of our energy that we have in this capsule we call the human body. So, yes, and we have already progressed. But it's taken us so long. But I know we're moving faster than we ever have. And we're picking up speed compared to, 2,000 years ago. But I remember my father, who was a very beautiful man. He was probably one of the nicest, kindest men, I think, that ever walked the earth. And I remember he said to me one time, when I was a young girl, honey, someday on this earth, we're all going to be the same color, but we're not going to be white. He said, we're all going to be a light tan because that's what we're going to come to. And I remember I was mesmerized by my father saying that because I was a young girl. And in those days, it wasn't like it is today. Our cultures are blending and molding. I mean, it's beautiful. But my father had an amazing insight to the future many years ago. And now all these years later, I agree with him. I can see why he saw that. I can understand why that is a true possibility. And you know what? I believe that someday that he's right. The differences on this earth are already changing and blending. Why not be one of them?
It's interesting, Concetta, because I read about that just last week as well. I was reading a book about a nomadic group of Aborigines in Australia, and they said the same thing, that ultimately, we will all have the same colored skin, that we'll be a light tan. And I'd be happy to have a tan. I like the idea of the spirit folding my laundry as well.
Me too.
The future's bright. Now, we had a show recently, Concetta, about crystals and working with crystals and different energies, different tools. Do you use any tools yourself? And particularly, do you use crystals at all in your work?
Well, I'm not opposed to them, that's for sure. But what I have, and I have beautiful blankets that have been prayed over by monks, and I have lots of things. But in my work, I do have things that surround me that just make me feel at peace, and they are from all different types of religious backgrounds. I mean, I have Padre Pio, I have many things to have, many saints. I have many artifacts from the Aztec ruins in Mexico City, and I also have mezuzah on my doors. I have nickels above my I guess you might say I got it all covered, but you know what, I love them. They all give me peace, and they all represent things that are loving and beautiful and good luck. And so yes, I have lots of those things around me. By the way I do cleanse my office with sage. I cleanse my office with the doors with sage. I do things like that because I do believe in purifying, the energy around you. As you well know, the American Indians use those things too, in their rituals and their ceremonies. So yes, I enjoy those things.
Wonderful. Well, you're exceptionally gifted, Concetta. It's always an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You've got so much to share. I hope you'll join us again in the future. I want to thank you so much for being with us this evening, Concetta. I learned so much, and I know that our listeners are delighted to learn from you as well. Now, Concetta, if people want to learn more about your work, they can go to your website, which is ConcettaBertoldi.com, and we've got a link to that on our guest page on Psychic Access Talk Radio. Are you also on Facebook?
Yes, I am. And please, let me just take a moment to say thank you to you, Steve. You're a lovely man. It was such a pleasure being on your show. I want to say God bless you and your listening audience. And I wish you all a very healthy, happy new year.
Thank you, Concetta. You as well. And thank you for the work you do. You make the world a better place. And I know that you help so many people. So it's an absolute honor to have had you with us on the show this evening. We look forward to buying your new book in the new year and wish you all the very best for everything you've got planned for this year.
Well, the honor's all mine. Here's a big hug and a kiss. I hope you can catch it.
Thank you, Concetta. I got it. And back
thank
to you,
sweetheart.
You take care now.
God bless.
You too, Concetta. Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye. Wonderful. What a wonderful lady. Wow. Did you guys enjoy the interview with Concetta?
Yes. I really enjoyed it. She's lovely. She's just lovely.
Yeah, she's so down to earth.
Yeah, she is really lovely.
She really is great, great person to interview, and her work's just fantastic. I've seen her seen her TV material, and she just gives wonderful readings. And as I said, she's so warm. She connects brilliantly with the general public and her clients. She's just fantastic. Now, Maureen, on the subject of mediumship, what do you think about the level of responsibility that comes with mediumship or the gift of prophecy?
Well, you know, this is, I think that there is a real great responsibility with that, because it can be abused at times out of greed or ignorance as to the inner workings of the universal spiritual laws. And I think a medium needs to be really cautious as to predicting the future to another. And because, you know, our life is our own creative adventure journey. And although we do come in here with a backdrop of possibilities, it is really up to us as to the direction we create. So that's why because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, well, I've run across them, that aren't really, they're manipulators. You know? They're just not, they're not on the up and up. And so, and I think there's a lot of people that get real scared and nervous about what information they hear. And they're not people that are not, they're very intelligent people. But I think that we also need to understand that we are, you know, the one to make the choices that, you know. So I think there's a great responsibility in the gift of mediumship because of that. Because it has been abused, definitely.
And that's why it's just wonderful to see the quality of Concetta's work.
She's absolutely
a great example of working with that level of responsibility.
Well, right, and she also said, everybody, you know, we all have this. We all have the ability to tap into all this stuff. And somebody was asking in the chat room about, you know, are we born medium or medium? Are we born born medium, born psychic, and such? And I, you know, the thing of it is, you know how people have been arguing the fact about a medium is born a medium, a psychic can be learned, and then you know how they go back and forth. I feel that we're all born how we are. You know, we can tap into it until we get conditioned by our, you know, unfortunately by our society and family and such. But we all, like she even said it, you know, we all come in remembering, you know, past people that we hear today, we speak to them when we're little, and so yeah.
Well, I always, whenever people ask me if mediumship is a gift that people are born with and a gift that some people are not born with, my response is always that regardless of what other people say, I'm convinced that we all do have the ability. It's like anything else. Some people are born with a stronger ability or a stronger inclination towards mediumship, but it's a gift that we all have. I conduct a mediumship development circle in the town I live in, and I've seen people making incredible progress and delivering wonderful evidence from the spirit world. So I'm absolutely of the opinion that it's a gift that we all have.
Absolutely. I agree. And you know what? She's so lovely. The way she's so humbling. And I just love that about her, because she's saying she's no better than anybody else. and nor are we. That's for sure. But there are some people that really take it in. I really want to make this clear. I've spoken to some people that have called, and they say, well, this one person told them about this situation. It's fill in the blanks. It doesn't matter. And they're tormented with it. And it could be that, you know, they said something about someone that passed or I whatever. But they get obsessed with this information they got. And they're looking for all these different people to tell them otherwise or to change it all around and everything else. So I think that they need to, like, get in, you know, close their eyes, meditate for a moment, and really connect with what it is that they're really feeling about it. So, yeah, I agree with you, Steve, absolutely, that, you know, we're all coming back to that, too, 2012. And that's where I think we're heading. We're all coming back to that. How it was supposed to be in the beginning of time, you know? So, there you have it.
Well, we live in a very exciting time, that's for sure. We're going to see a lot of interesting advancements. Sharon, I know that you had a really powerful experience at a spiritualist community in Indiana before you became a medium yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience in that spiritualist community?
Sure. Hi, Steve. It was really exciting. We all were in this big room, and I thought, I wonder what's going to happen and everything. There was lots of people in there, like maybe about 100. And I remember looking on the stage. My father had just died, passed over about a couple months before. And they actually said, we have an Albert Edward Reeser here. And that was my dad's name. And I was, like, wow. Shocked. It was, like, the full name, not even the middle name, you know? And it was, like, oh! Like, it was my first experience, and I was, like, in shock. So, but it was a great show, Steve, and I really liked her. And she's very authentic. Just very good.
She is. I've got a huge amount of respect for Conchetta. Yeah. So, Sharon, the medium gave the full name of your father.
Full name. She says, I have a gentleman here. His name is Albert Edward Reeser. And who does he belong to? And I was like, oh, whoa. I was almost like, I didn't know what to do, you know. So it was great.
That's wonderful. What amazing evidence.
Yeah, it was.
That's great. Well, thank you, Sharon. And Nancy, it's great to have you with us this evening. I wanted to ask you, Nancy, about animals. Do you, in your experience, do you find that animals pass to the afterlife just as humans do? I mean, I have three cats and I adore them, and I guess I'm interested to know, will they be there when I pass?
Well, thanks for having me here tonight. I'm really enjoying it. I just want to say that. And I have a deep respect and love for animals too, and I actually have a team of huskies and several house cats as pets, but I believe that animals all become angels, and there's some people that believe in reincarnation, and some people believe, you know, different things about death, but I believe that all animals pass on as angels, and yes, they do have a similar afterlife as humans, which is quite amazing, really, when you think about it.
It is, and it's, you know, the animals provide so much comfort, and I always say that my cats, you know, they don't criticize me, they don't judge me in any way, they just love me for who I am, and I find them a wonderful comfort in life, and also extremely healing. When I'm doing my mediumship, my cats nearly always come up to my office. They just seem to contribute energy, so it's very comforting to know that they're there to welcome us when we do pass to the spirit world.
Yeah, and they provide unconditional love, and I have I'm in my office now, and my cat Patty is here on the windowsill asleep, so he's just really absorbing all the positive energy that we're getting tonight, and he's helping me.
Well, it was funny, Nancy, because a couple of months ago, we had a Psychic Access talk radio show about animal communication. And my three cats were in my office during that show, and they were just talking and running around like I've never seen them do that, particularly when I'm working. It was almost as though they just knew that the show was about them, and they were almost performing and going along with the show.
They were connecting.
Yeah, they really
were. They're amazing.
They really were. Well, wonderful. Thank you, Nancy. Now, we're going to have more discussion about mediumship. But before we do, I just wanted to take a moment to make a few announcements. So to everybody that's listening to the show, wanted to just remind you about the website psychicbloggers.com. Psychicbloggers.com is completely free, and there are all kinds of wonderful blogs and articles there about psychic development, reincarnation, so many different subjects that you would be interested in. And they're contributed by the psychics and intuitives that work on psychicaccess.com. So if you'd like to see that information, please do feel free to visit psychicbloggers.com. And if you're interested in getting a reading from the best psychics on the internet, please do go to psychicaccess.com. All of our psychics are verified, accuracy tested. They have their unique gifts, and you'll find a detailed profile for each of them on the psychicaccess.com website. So you can choose the psychic that seems to meet your needs. Now, I'm involved in the recruitment of Psychic Access psychics, and I know that we have very high standards, so you can trust that you'll get a very good standard, a very high standard of intuitive insight and evidence from the spirit world, if that's what you're looking for. And many of the psychics that work for Psychic Access have told me that, you know, we do have very high standards, so please do feel free to join us. And personally, I love giving readings with Psychic Access. We have very high standards, and I know that my reputation is safe there. You'll also find the co-hosts from the Psychic View radio show on Psychic Access. So if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, please do be sure to visit us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, if you're a site owner or a webmaster, I want to tell you as well that you can earn 50 cents a minute on readings that you refer through your site to Psychic Access. So if you'd like to learn more information about that fantastic offer, please visit psychicaccess.com webmasters. And as I said at the beginning of the show, if you like our show, please do feel free to invite your friends to join us. They can listen in or join us in the chat room. And remember as well that you can call in for a free psychic reading. So there really is something for everybody, and we'd appreciate it if you spread the word. So I'm going to give you now the telephone number to call in for readings later in the show. It's 724-444-4851. I'll repeat that another time. 724-444-4851. Now, if you do call in for a reading, please bear in mind that nobody answers the phone. You'll be placed on hold, and you'll be able to continue listening to the show, and then we'll announce you as we take the calls. And please do come with a clear question. We need to get through plenty of callers, so please be ready with your question and be as clear as possible so that we can help you and provide insight. Now, I want to come back to you, Maureen, and ask about your thoughts on professionals who choose to be addressed as mediums.
Yes, okay. Yeah, yes, well, I think when they purposely choose to be addressed as such, most likely they want their potential clients to be aware that their prime objective is to connect with deceased loved ones. For instance, you, Steve, you know, it's clear to me, and you're a very good medium, as a matter of fact. I have much respect for you.
Thank you, Maureen. I'll send you your check after.
Yeah, please do. And you can keep it the same. You don't have to hide. Okay. Anyway, in other words, like, a medium primarily connects to deceased loved ones in order to bring forth messages. So, but not just any message. And so the medium must provide, you know, proof of the source of the survival of the person. So the medium will describe the deceased person. Like, I've heard you do so, Steve, myself, on this show. And in private, when I have my spy webcam on your...
I wonder that was in the course of my outfit.
But, you know, they'll want to hear about, you know, describe the deceased person in such a way that will give proof or validate that this is really the person, or the medium will provide proof that is meaningful to the client. So that's why I think people will address themselves as mediums. Now, some people will say they're mediums, I think, because it's become so popular, just like when the 1800s hit, you know, that a lot of people are saying, well, self-remote viewer, and they're calling themselves remote viewers, everything under the sun. But I think that's where that can go back to my what I was talking about before, and I won't go there. But I think that's why, you know, they'll address themselves purposely, so people know that really they can do other things, but really that is their expertise. But they also need to be able to produce it. So, and it doesn't mean that, you know, they can do it for everybody. Sometimes you just don't connect with somebody that one person wants to know, and that's okay too. And I want to make that note on that, because Steve, I'm sure you might have run into some people where you just can't get anything, or there might be something, you're getting something else, but it's connected indirectly.
Yeah, many things happen with mediumship. I like looking at language, Maureen. You know, I love languages, and I often think about the significance of certain terms that we use in our everyday language. And I love the term, you know, we say to raise our spirits. And it goes back to the time, you know, the seance parlors. It goes back to raising the energy, raising, you know, being up in an uplifted state, having positive energy and positive expectations, because that energy raises the spirits. I know if I have a client that has, you know, good positive energy and is excited about their reading and is really, really feeling good about the experience and is feeling good about life, then that's good energy that really facilitates the communication with spirit. If you have a client that's, you know, low energy, then it's much harder to make the connection. That's the experience I have. It's also about the client's energy, and you know that from psychic readings as well. If people are, if they're upbeat, then you can work more easily with that.
Yeah, and their higher vibration is going on, and they're not just trying to, you know, mess around with you, play games, and that unfortunately does happen. wait, I want to make a comment about you were talking about your cats. I know this wasn't we weren't talking about this, but I must say this. I think I've said it before, but it's kind of an interesting little thing to ponder. The cats, meow. The cats, as you know, the cats have been. They're the only, okay, you know, dogs and cats. The cat's the only domesticated animal that's not talked about. Where is it? One of them in the Bible. I don't know which. I should know this. I was raised Catholic. But anyway, have you noticed how cats always are looking down at us, but dogs look up at us? The cats do. They lurk around. They look down at us. They're superior beings. And it was said that the extraterrestrials brought them in, you know, when we changed our whole, you know, DNA, because we did start looking different, you know, at the thermantithol or whatever, that the cats actually are from higher vibrational, you know. So there you have it for your cats out there.
They do have a magical energy. I always preferred dogs. As a kid, we always had dogs.
Yeah.
And I somehow ended up with three male ginger cats. And they do have this strange confidence and awareness.
They're looking down.
Yeah, it's almost as though they, you know, I don't know, they're not impressed by you, they're not really that bothered by you. They do have a strange air about them. It's very interesting that you say that, Maureen.
I just had to bring
them. They're magical. Too.
They come from a higher superior. They're a little bit more evolved, I think. Anyway, let's not throw that in there.
No, thank you, Maureen. Now, Sharon, I know that you told me a while ago you had a quite an unusual experience when contacting spirit for one of your clients, and I wanted to invite you to tell our listeners about that experience, because it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was when I first sort of started seeing in spirit and stuff, and this lady sat down, and I brought through what appeared to be her mother. But what happened was I started to stutter. So it was like I couldn't get the words out. I was like, you know how when someone stutters, and the lady broke out crying, and I was trying to say, what's wrong? And she says, my mother stuttered. So the mother stuttering in spirit came through me, and I started to stutter. I thought there was something wrong. I couldn't figure it all out, but it was kind of cool. It was a real confirmation.
It's incredible the evidence that spirit provide to us when we invite them to draw close and share with us. It's absolutely fascinating.
I know. It's good.
I always say to students that mediumship is the greatest test of our level of trust, because when you go and give a reading to a client, or if you particularly if you stand up in front of a group of people to demonstrate mediumship, all you've got to rely on is your trust. You have to stand up there and trust that spirit will show up and that the work will be done.
Yeah, it's true. You have to have a lot of faith.
You really do. You really do. Now, Nancy, as you're new to the show, I wanted to invite you, Nancy, to tell us a little bit more about your work. Obviously, I know you give readings on psychicaccess.com, but could you share with our listeners a little bit more about your areas of expertise?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I do read on psychicaccess.com, and on Psychic Access, I call myself Silver Wolf, because of my connection with Mother Earth and the animals. So I really feel a connection with the wolf, who's really connected to the moon. And it's a full moon tonight, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And it's psychic energy. So it was a great night for the silver wolf. And I'm an intuitive and an empath, and I use the tarot cards to guide me. And I also connect with the angelic realm, and I do believe in guardian angels, and I talked a little bit about that before. And I also believe that, I have a belief, I don't know if others share this, but I do believe that animals are our guardian angels here on Earth, in particular dogs. So I've read a lot of work about that, and there's a legend about that, and I was really intrigued by that. But I do connect with the angels as well to get some guidance when I'm doing a reading for people online.
Wonderful. I love that animals come through when I do mediumship, when I'm giving a mediumistic reading. I love the fact that animals flock through and show the client that they're still around and that they love that person.
Yeah, and I think it provides so much comfort for people as well, and gives them some closure,
It really does. It really does.
Yeah.
Now, Sharon, when did your mediumship ability begin, and what triggered it?
Well, I was at the Indiana community for the spiritualist, and we were staying in this little old hotel on the grounds. And what happened was, I woke up in the morning and I just started to see, spirits. It was just like instant. So it was just, I guess, just being in the energy and being there somehow triggered it within me. So it was really, really a good time. So I'm not sure how did yours come to you, Steve? Did you always have it?
I as long as I can remember, Sharon, I used to see spirit when I was a child, as far back as I can remember. And there was one corner of my bedroom that spirit would appear in at night, and different spirit people would appear, my guides would appear, other people would appear and talk, and they just looked like any other people and communicated like any other people. And when I got to about 14, I started to get frustrated because I wasn't getting complete nights of sleep, because I would be woken up by spirit. And so I actually spoke with my main guide, Arthur, and said, this needs to stop. I have to go to school and I've got exams. I need to get my sleep. And my medium, just when I made that request, my mediumship changed and I seemed to become much more in control of it. Mm-hmm. I seemed to be able to switch it on and off, so I'm not interrupted when I'm not working, which is wonderful.
Yeah, because it's a burden when it's on all the time. So you have to learn to control it.
Absolutely, and I believe that, you know, just as we're in control of boundaries and relationships in life, that we can do the same with the spirit world.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, we're going to start taking calls from listeners. I want to just remind everybody of the telephone number. If you'd like to call in for a free reading, the number is 724-444-4851. So we've come to that part of the show. We'll be taking your questions. So please do keep it to one question so that we can get through more callers. We'll go through the calls in sequence based on the wait time. Just relax in the meantime, listen to the show, and we'll be able to speak with you shortly. Now, Sharon's going to take the first question, the first caller, and we have somebody calling from Virginia. Who's calling from Virginia?
Doreen.
Hi, Doreen. How are you doing?
I am doing good, Steve.
Good, Doreen. Well, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling. What's your question for Sharon, Doreen?
My question for Sharon is, does she see my ex returning? And if so, does she see a long-term relationship?
How long has he been gone? Like 6 months or so, or 6 weeks?
Last communication was back in, actual communication was back in November.
November, you say?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just feel that he's working some things through. I feel that he hasn't forgot you. I feel that he's. When I say I feel, I mean spirit. Spirit is telling me. Spirit saying that that you're now. Have you met someone else recently? Because I'm feeling sort of a door opening of your own that doesn't involve this man. Have you met someone new?
Well, I've gone out on a few dates, but no potential.
No potential? Okay. Because I don't know. I don't think it's over yet. I feel there'll be another kick at the can. And I feel that he's growing. He's working things through. And as you are right now, too. So I keep going to the end of April, early May. And I feel that there will be a connection again between the two of you. I feel that it will be... It might just be a brief encounter, or where you know it sort of doesn't have closure yet. It feels like it needs closure, or else it needs to be like up, you know, get it going again like that. But I don't know. I feel for you that your attention, like your attention to it, is needs to be. Like, are you thinking about him all the time? Are you thinking, oh, I wish he would just come back, or are you just kind of letting it be?
Well, a little of both. I think about him a lot, and at times I feel that I should just let it be. So it's like conflicted.
A little bit of both, yeah. But like I say, I go to the end of April, the beginning of May, and I feel that there will be another connection between the two of you, and a lot of the things will be said that didn't get to be said. So there'll be a lot more clarity regarding the relationship. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You take care, Doreen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sharon, and thank you for calling in, Doreen. Now, the next call is for Maureen, and we don't have a state showing, but I know that the person's username is Soul Traveler. Soul Traveler, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. What's your name?
My name is Freddie.
Hey, Freddie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, Freddie. What's your question for Maureen?
Maureen, am I on the right path in my life?
That's a good direct question. Okay, you know, I absolutely think that you're carrying a lot on your back right now, and you know, I'm getting that you're really committed and sincere to your spiritual path. Is that what your path being as such? That's what I'm getting. Your spiritual path. Although it's a lot of work, but I feel that you're getting peace. You're getting much peace right now. Are you let's see. Are you doing some new project of some sort? for you're asking about your path. It's like I'm feeling you're coming into your own, although it's really weighing you down. But absolutely, I think you're on your right spiritual path. And as far as if you have any fears about material money or anything like that, it's going to be alleviated. It looks like you need to get a little bit more knowledge. But again, it looks like you have so much on your back right now that it's difficult. And I think that you feel a little bit blocked as well about if you're not sure if you're picking up on energies or not picking up on the. Like Conchetta was saying, it's out of the normal range. Okay, so I guess I'm going to ask you, Freddie, what is it? What is your path? I mean, you're more on the deeper path than most that I can see here.
I am a psychic medium.
Okay.
And
well, that
I'm
makes sense.
I'm a working psychic medium.
Uh huh.
And. It's just a question that I'm asking. There's so much that I want to do. And I am patient. I just felt that perhaps my spirit guides would tell you something more.
Well, so this is what I'm getting. The fact of it is, what my feelings are, and I'm getting them from a spirit guide or from my higher power, you know, call it what you want, but there is a project I think that you are able to, it's like an ordinary opportunity, but you'll make it great. And I do feel that there's a project that somebody would want to,
Are you
writing a book? Well, this is, it's very positive because there's somebody that really believes in something that if you know of this person, it's a male, and he would have the, money backing. And I think you just need to get a little bit more knowledge about, not like as a regular student, but get more knowledge about how to go about it. It's an unconventional, untraditional way of a project. So I would say if you're writing a book, this is very positive. You're going to be very successful in this. And it's not that you're wanting to be grandioso successful, but you will be very successful. But I think you need to get some things off your back that don't belong there. You're taking on too much, like I said, right now. For a lot of other people that don't belong to you, other stuff. But I feel that you need to get, this is the time for you to get your project out. So you are absolutely on the right path. Absolutely. Especially considering that what your work you are professionally. Absolutely. And I would, there's this man here that really believes in you too, and who has, he's on the business end of knowing how to make this happen. So, you haven't finished writing this book.
I've written 50 chapters.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that's something that really would be to your best interest to just get focused on. Get back into it. Go back into it and get it done.
Sure.
And I feel around November, it's going to be, you'll be seeing a lot of success there.
You're very accurate in saying that I need to get back to it because I put it down.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
But I put it down for a reason. I needed to really think about it more, and I have to do a lot of rewrites. But you were right on with that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I hope that, and you're going to, Freddie, you have a lot to look forward to. And this book is very good, too, that will help many people.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, thank you, Maureen, and thank you for calling in, Freddie. It was great to hear from you. Good luck with the book.
Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you.
Okay, now, our next caller is from Washington State, and this call is for Nancy. Who's calling from Washington State?
Hello, this is Celine Fleur, Diana on Psychic Access.
Hi, Celine. How are you doing?
Hi there. This is a great radio
Hi.
Show.
Hello.
Great. Well, what's your question for Nancy, Celine?
Well, it's a medium question. It's something I don't do. But when I was 21, which was quite a while ago, about 46 years ago, I lost my grandmother. She was old enough to pass. And her name was Bessie Rugowitz. And she was absolutely, I was just so broken when she died. And so throughout the years she's been with me. I feel like she's almost always with me. I've even seen sooner. And what I want to know is, has she reincarnated, and will I have contact with her again in this life?
Celine, I didn't hear the end of your question. Sorry.
I often feel her presence, and she's been with me, and I'm wondering if she's reincarnated, and if she has, will I see her? Where is she?
Because you don't feel her anymore.
Sorry?
Is that what you said? You don't feel her around you anymore?
Oh, I do, occasionally. Yes, I do.
Okay. I think that what I'm seeing here, that this has been, has it caused you a lot of anxiety?
Not really, just more curiosity.
Yeah. I think that she hasn't reincarnated, and what I believe with reincarnation, and many do, is that you learn your lessons in each lifetime, and when you've made peace with that lesson that you had to learn, then you move on to the next lesson, and then finally you get to the other side, or to the light, or to heaven, or whatever that you believe. And I feel that she has now passed on to the light. She was a wonderful woman, and as you said, and she she had nothing left to learn. She did everything the way she was supposed to do, which she learned everything that she was supposed to do. And she was a very passionate woman as well. And I think that she took this passion through every lifetime that she was in, and now she's passed to the other side. And I think now what's going to happen is that you're going to feel her more and more often around you. And I think that any time that you're feeling despair, or you need, some guidance in life, she's now going to be your guardian angel.
Well, thanks. That's very enlightening. I really appreciate your insight.
Yeah, I really feel that she's there with you now, and she's going to continue to be there. I don't feel she was there right at the beginning, but I think she's there now.
Is that a decision process just in general? How does that, maybe this isn't the place for it, but I'll let you go on to others, and I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Nancy, sorry. Thank you for calling in, Celine. Okay, now I'll take the next call, and we have a call from Wisconsin. Who's calling from Wisconsin?
Hi, my name is Steve. How are you doing this evening?
Your name is Steve. Did you say your name is Steve?
Steve, there you go.
Although Steve, I can't hear you very well. Did you say your name is Steve?
Yes. I don't think I'm as psychic as you are, but I have had a couple experiences anyway.
Okay.
I don't know who would want to field the call. It's really a relationship call.
Yeah, well, I'm taking your call, Steve, so what's your question for us?
Okay, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. Well, to make a long story short, it's a love and relationship question. The last 3 years of my life, I've seen divorce. Shortly after divorce, I also got in touch with a woman that I knew. She was my childhood sweetheart. After close to 30 years, I reconnected with this woman. Fell in love with this woman all over again, carry on a relationship, a long-distance relationship. She lived overseas for close to 2 years, and that finally started to fizzle. At a point in my life about 6-8 months ago when I figured, I'm not too sure I ever want to love anybody else again. I'm not too sure I could, not the way I love this woman. I had another woman come into my life, like I said, about 6-8 months ago. Now, this woman seems to come in and out of my life like the wind. You know, we go from her coming to me and telling me that I'm the greatest man she's ever known to weeks later, she does a disappearing act, in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'm just wondering, he's gone right now. He's driving me crazy, and I'm thinking, can anybody give me some insight as to if this woman is right or what she really wants? I'm not too sure where to go with this one.
Okay, Steve, well, let's have a look. What's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is December 1st, 1964.
December 1st, 1961. Is that correct?
Her date of birth is December 1st, 1964.
64. Okay. Let's see. Okay, you are. My guides are saying, Steve, that you are very different characters. My guides are saying that you're much more oriented towards home, and she's has more of an independent and adventurous streak. Does that make sense to you?
With her, not so much, because she's pretty much primarily always to herself. I mean, she never goes anywhere, does really anything. So, I don't know.
Okay, well, my guides give me the feeling that she's adventurous. I'm surprised that she doesn't really go anywhere or travel, because my guides talk of her being quite an adventurous character. They say as well that she's very, very friendly, very, very sociable. She's a bright lady, and she's got really good common sense and a really keen conscience. She's got very, very strong integrity. They also say that she's very energetic and does excellent work. She's very much a perfectionist and always wants to improve what she's doing. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really know her that much. Like I say, I'm just confused. I'm in love with the woman, and she seems to pop in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah. Well, my guides are saying, Steve, that don't take it personally, because it's not about you. My guides are saying that it's characteristic of her. She's a little cautious when it comes to relationships. She doesn't feel stable in relationships easily. And my guides say as well that she is quite scared of commitment. She had a relationship that was not good at all, and she just finds it difficult to know whether she should let go and fully commit to a relationship. But my guides say to you, don't take that personally. You if you care for her deeply, you need to make sure that she knows that and be persistent. She is very different people, but she is a good match for you, and my guides are saying trust all of the synchronicities, trust what you see to be the coincidence, and go for it. When did you last see her?
I'm gonna see her, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, because like I say, she goes in waves, and about 3 weeks ago I went over by her. I mean, she happens to live in the next building to me, for crying out loud, and I went over by her, and I could, you know, I go in there into a room, I can cut her energy with a knife, and I can feel her slowly starting to distance herself. And when I called her on it again, she got really distant, and you know, that's when she kind of backed away again. She's like, well, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Well, if you'd have seen the way she was a week before that, you wouldn't believe it. And you're right about one thing. She has been married twice, as much as I know, and I think both of these men were kind of abusive.
Yeah. Yeah, because my guides talk of that, Steve. This is a lady who finds it difficult to believe that someone can be so sincere. She finds it very difficult to be sure that she should fully commit, that she should settle into the relationship, and it's because of what's happened in the past. But she's an interesting lady. You'll see that there's a lot to her. She's a great lady, but my guides say no, Steve. You've got to be persistent and just understand that she gets scared because of the previous relationships. So they say don't give up, be persistent, but be understanding that she has this issue letting go. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask you just briefly something else then, or no?
We're only supposed to take one question, Steve, from each caller, because one question. But you can contact us on psychicaccess.com, or you can call back in again next week if you would like to, Steve, and you can ask another question at that time.
I will. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Good evening.
Okay, now we have another caller from Georgia. That caller is Sharon. Can you hear us, Sharon?
Her name is Sharon, too?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Sharon. I'm seeing the message. Sharon has the next caller from Georgia.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My conversation with Steve. So, who do we have calling from Georgia? Do we have a caller from Georgia?
Yes, my name is Charlene. How are you?
Charlene, very well, thank you. How are you doing, Charlene?
I'm fine. I just have a question about my finances.
Okay. Well, Sharon's going to read for you, Charlene, so you go ahead with your question, and Sharon will give you a response.
Okay. I'd just like to know if you see my finances getting better anytime sooner. It seems like every time I turn around, something is popping up that's unexpected, and I can't seem to get ahead any way I go.
Okay. Now, did you just move recently? Is that causing some of the extra expenses?
Well, no? Actually, I did move recently. It really didn't cause that much of a difference in my finances because everywhere I go, I seem to do all of the bill paying. So everything is usually on me.
Right. Okay. Because I want to go to July, and I want to say that I see some kind of money coming to you that's owed to you. It almost feels connected to government or tax, something like that. And it feels like it's a little bit of a lump sum, and it's just kind of, it's going to start the ball rolling. It just feels like, I just feel like things have been coming dribs and drabs. Like money comes to you, but it almost gets stuck. And then a little bit comes and you're just not, the flow's not going too well, but it feels like in July that you're going to encounter something, or you're going to have an extra monthly amount in your pocket that's going to make life a little bit easier that July this year. And Spirit's saying that to look at all your options that are available to you. You know, there's a few things that you could have money coming to you that's just being overlooked. And then again, I get another fluctuation in December again, the flow. Now, is the person that you live with, is their income, did it get cut down or something? Like, are you living on your own or with someone?
Well, actually, my mom is 95 and she's living with me. And then my ex-husband is staying with us. He was homeless, so he's helping me take care of my mom. He has no job. One of my relatives moved in, and they're not helping. So it's like everywhere I go, everybody's just on me. And the
dear, yeah, that's hard, isn't it? So now maybe what I'm seeing is maybe some of those people should be reaching out to subsidies that are available to them, so that it can help you a little bit. Because you're so strong that everybody looks at you and they believe you to be really, really, really strong. But sometimes it's like, okay, you know, enough already. So I'm just feeling there's some things that could be opening to them that there could be more finances in the house, and it just has to be looked into. Does that make sense?
It does, and we are working on some things. But then at the same time, when some of them open, I'm expecting some of them to move.
Oh, so they'll move. Well, at least then that'll be some burdens off you anyways, wouldn't it? So, but yeah, and I'm seeing now. Do you have your own business? Because I'm seeing something you could be doing at home that would make a little bit of money too. So I don't know what it is what you do. I don't know if you like are an artist or something like that. I just feel there's some money that could come to you through some kind of business. Okay.
Well, actually, I'm a customer service representative, and I have been looking at trying to start a business. But I'm not exactly sure. I'd like to work from home, but I can't seem to find anything that I can do.
Okay. Yeah. Just look, it might not have to be customer service. It could be something else. It feels like something creative. So just keep your mind open and you know, but it sounds like you're a lot, under a lot of stress right now, so maybe now's not the time to take something new on, but I just feel once things start flowing a little bit that life will be a little bit easier. Okay?
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it, and you all have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for answering the question, Sharon. That's great. Now, we have another caller from Indiana. Who's calling from Indiana?
This is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in, Maggie. Maureen's going to read for you, so you can go ahead with your question.
Okay.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maureen. My question is, I'm wondering about my job.
Okay. Your job, and your job being that it's not the... Okay, this is what I'm getting. Well, you know, you've done a really good thing here, although people at the job may not think so. You've released yourself from doing everything, and that's the best thing you could ever have done, because I think I was mentioning this to Freddie, like sometimes we carry too much on our back. And you have recently said no more. You're not going to do for everybody. Say yes, yes, yes. And you're really, you know, I think your job, you're looking, it looks like you're a student. You're trying to gain some more knowledge to go elsewhere, okay? I think you're a little bit overqualified. Are you working for somebody where environment where you would be, you know, a regular environment where you get paid for to do, you know, whatever you do? I get a feeling that you're heading towards, you would be well to do your own business. And I feel that the job, it's not so much about the job having issues. I feel you're changing, and I get that you're changing. And it's fairness, there's justice and fairness all around you, and there's a material gain around you. In the springtime coming up, it's going to be really fantastic. I think that you're going to reconnect back to, you know what, you've been very patient, very, very patient with the job you're working in. Now, I'm going to ask you, Maggie, what is it that is, you're asking the question about, are you concerned, are you not happy? Because like I feel that you're moving away from the job as far as going towards what you're going to be doing on your own, which I think is best. And
well, I'm not happy. That's for sure. It's kind of a redundant job, and
you're over it. You're overqualified. It's all over it.
Yeah.
And you're getting justice by doing what you're doing. And I feel very strongly, and I'm getting, from whatever you want to call it, my heart, but feel very strongly that you would be best if you just need to get some more insight about really what you want to do. And I do feel that you can do something that is you're passionate about, and you're going to be able to bring monetary material gain into that. Now, your family doesn't look too supportive about this, but so what? Pardon me?
You cut out. I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, it doesn't look like your family may be all that supportive about what you made. I see you heading on your own way, and I feel that you should jump for it and be enthusiastic about this. I get a good feeling that if you were to leave, if you have an idea, I feel very strongly I see you working on your own in something that would be more creative that you have done to before, but you didn't realize that it actually was be something that you could actually make, you know, get by with money. And I do see some money coming towards you, though. I do see something that might have been in delay. It'd be good for you to be able to leave your job and do what you want to do. But it looks like around, I don't know, early May, there's going to be a whole new beginning. So, yeah, I'm not telling you how you should go about it and do whatever, but
right.
I do see that you're on your way to a much better place as far as work goes, and you're going to be where you're supposed to be doing what your work. If everybody did the work they're supposed to be doing, we'd all be in a happier place anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I think so.
Okay. Well,
I hope that helped you,
much.
And bless your heart. I think you're going to do quite well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
Ah, bye-bye.
Thank you, Maggie, and thank you, Maureen. Now, we also have a call from Minnesota. It's the last call that we're going to take, and Nancy will take the question. Who's calling from Minnesota? Do we have somebody from Minnesota on the line? Well, Nancy, so it looks like you're off the hook.
Well, they're off the hook.
our Minnesota call has disappeared.
They're off the hook, right.
Well, not a problem. I've asked if... let's just check one more time. Do we have a caller from Minnesota on the line? If you're there, we can't hear you, so if you can speak up. No? Okay, I heard a breathing sound, but no voice.
I didn't breathe. What's your breathing, Steve?
I didn't breathe though, Maureen, at that
stage. Oh, I know you hold your breath. I forgot you hold your breath at the last. Therapeutic.
Okay. Well, it was a great show, and really enjoyed the interview that we had.
Yes. I
know next week, Maureen, you're hosting the show next week, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I'm happy.
Can you tell us what you've got planned for us?
Yes, and I'm really excited about this show, like other shows. But my guest is going to be Iona Selke. My show, first of all, is on dolphins, okay? And I think everybody, and I live down at the beach, and so I have a relationship with the dolphins. But dolphins, you know, evolved about 10 million years ago, and there is a passionate interest in the role of the that dolphins have played in art and folklore and from ancient days. But my guest... is also lately it's also been said that dolphins actually could take the role now of our therapist. In a recent interview with my guest, Iona Selke, she writes that dolphins recently have made the news as being better therapists than many humans. People in pain received relief from swimming with dolphins when nothing else has helped. Autistic children suddenly become cooperative and interactive, and where only a wild silence was seen there before. So perhaps it is because dolphins emit such a high frequency that people experience healing while in the water with them. So my guest is an international writer, seminar leader, and she's inspired thousands of people to co-create reality. She's an expert with the dolphin energies and all that. And she speaks bilingual German, so she's fascinating. She lives in Bali, as a matter of fact, so I'll be interviewing her from Bali. And I'm really looking, I know, it's great.
You're flying out there. Are you flying out there?
I'm flying out there because I just love Bali.
I'd love to go to Bali.
She's lovely. And, you know, this dolphins, and I've just had a real connection with them since I lived down at the beach. Like, there's something to it. So there you have it. And so I hope everybody can join us. And if not, you can always listen to the archive. But that's our show for next week.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds exciting. I absolutely adore dolphins. I went to the Bahamas a few years ago and swam with dolphins. It was such a magical experience.
So you felt it too. You know, they're total unconditional love when you're with the dolphins. They're totally, they can teach us so much. And it is a sense of, did you feel that, Steve? Did you feel like a sense of love? I mean, total love?
Absolutely. And they, just their energy is just so healing as well. And I know it might sound odd, but I don't know whether, you know, when you look at an animal's aura or you look at a person's aura, you see the colors. Whenever I see a dolphin, I always see a rainbow.
The
colors of the rainbow, and I'm not sure if there's some connection between the energy of a dolphin and the energy of a rainbow child, but I just see rainbows.
Well, you know, the dolphin, that word comes from it's a Greek word, but meaning womb, reflecting the Greeks' belief that the dolphin was a symbol of birth and renewal. So, you know, they also, you know, they have in Greece, there's is dedicated to a dolphin god at the temple of I can't pronounce it because I'm from Atlantis. But we all know that here if everybody hasn't heard over and over again about me. But I can understand it. So it's like the aura that you're talking about, the aura that it emits. And they're such high frequency. Look at their frequency, so vibration is so high. That makes some sense to me, Steve. Definitely.
Have you swum with them as well, Maureen?
Well, on my beach, and when I was surfing, they'll come around. Now, I don't surf in the wintertime, everybody, okay? But because I'm a little bit too old for that. But in the summertime, yeah, it's lovely. So it's not like I've gone to a place to swim with them. They just kind of hang around. They're lovely. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing to me because I live where I live. I'm very fortunate that, you know, and I've always found, you know, there's something about them that just makes me feel better.
Well, they're very healing. I know. I'm not sure about Conchetta. I didn't ask Conchetta about pets.
Right.
But I know that Doreen Virtue swims with dolphins regularly. She absolutely adores dolphins.
Well, the fact that they're using them a lot for people, like I said, it's interesting because this is a recent interview that they are using them for autistic and even for people that are elderly. Or anybody that has a condition, or people that don't have conditions either, they feel there's something. It brings them back to a feeling of how we all, instead of self-medicating, the dolphins bring us back into a place in the present. And but it also the autistic children, they're doing a lot of scientific research, a lot of it right now, that they become more cooperative after being swimming with the dolphins. And where there was a while, you know, whether they're silent before, but because there it is again, because they emit such a high frequency, you can hear them when they do it by sound. But that's why they think that, you know, we were talking about that earlier about high frequency of a person we're reading for. It's so much better. So anything, you know, so people will experience healing while in the water with them, it's a high frequency they emit. And they're so unconditionally loving. And that's what we all need to get right back down to, all of us.
Oh, we do. It's crazy, isn't it? How there's a lot. Well, yeah, I'm not sure whether. I know I was about to say, Nancy. I know you have dogs and cats because you said before. But any dolphins?
No, but you know, not yet.
I hear.
But I have. Patty's the my helper, and he's meowing now.
Sounds beautiful. How about you, Sharon? Have you got pets?
Yeah, I have two big dogs and two cats, Bengal cats. They're called. They look like little taggers. They look like.
do they go through Bengal earrings too?
Oh, are they the tiger? They're the cats that look like miniature tigers.
Yeah, they do. They're really strange cats. They have a weird meow and just different.
And is their behavior different as well?
Yeah, they're compared to other cats, they're quite peculiar. They like to jump up really high, and these two are. I don't know, but they're strange cats.
Yeah, Doug C has a cat friend too that knows him very well. That their partnership. he won't interact on it, so I'm going to tell. He's got a cool cat.
Cool cats.
Yes, he does.
Well, we all love animals, and that brings us to the end of another great show. As I said before, I'm a big fan of Conchetta's. She's just wonderful, and I want to thank you guys as well for being co-hosts. I'd like to thank Doug as well. He works very hard behind the scenes to keep us on track and resolve our technical issue that we had earlier in the show. So thank you to all of you. If you'd like to go ahead and say your goodbyes.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, and bless your hearts.
And thank you
Good
for
night
joining
and enjoy
us,
the
Nancy.
Moon.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Thank you.
Great
show.
Great show, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we wish everybody a wonderful end of the week and a great weekend. And please do join us again on Psychic Access Talk Radio next Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for Maureen's show about dolphins. And if you would like a reading in the meantime, please contact us at psychicaccess.com. Thank you.